Blog Talk Radio.
The views, opinions, and statements made by callers are not necessarily the beliefs of the Professional Association of City Employees, PACE, the National Association of Government Employees, its officials, agents, or employees, the union. This show is for the purpose of airing opinions, concerns, and general commentary among PACE union members. The views expressed are solely those of the caller and do not automatically represent the policies, position, or view of the union and may not be construed as legal advice.
Happy today to you out there, listeners. You're listening to the Radio Connections with PACE this morning. I am Gina Pagnotta Murphy, president of PACE, and I'm with
your host, co-host, Ebony Walton, vice president of PACE.
How you doing today? What's wrong with you today? you got a little tongue tie. Well, I'm glad to see you. How you been this week?
Been good. I've been good. How you been, Gina?
I'm hanging in there, taking day by day.
Well, that's good.
But speaking of day by day, what's the song for the week?
The song for this week, Gina, let me pick it this time. It's going to be The Whinin's. It's going to be okay.
I let you pick it this time. Yeah. Oh, you didn't like my parliament for wait till I do the parliament funkadelic one. I did war with Cisco Kid and all of that. Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, but it's a good one for these times now. Everything, you know, is God knows everything that's going on. Nothing gets by him. Everything is how it's supposed to be planned in whatever plan that is.
Absolutely, absolutely. Preach it, girl. Preach it. So who do we have a shout out to? And I'm understanding we've had some members that may have had some family losses.
We did have one member that I'm aware of, Musette Wimber. She lost her mother last week, so we want to keep her lifted up. I don't believe anything was expected. It just happened. And I had the chance to meet her mom once, real lively.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
And her daughter is expecting another baby, so that would have been another grandbaby she had. So, yeah, let's just keep them up, lifted up in prayers and everything. So,
and if any of the bodies, the members, are those family members, or know anybody of that, let us know. Text us or call us in so we can get a shout out to that member saying that we are sorry for their loss and keep them in prayers always is what we need to do in this pandemic time. So, that which leads to bring that. Because of this pandemic, if you have anxiety, stress, or depression, or you know anybody that wants to, or talking about suicidal thoughts and stuff, please reach them out to the Behavioral Health and either Blue Cross Blue Shield or Kaiser or even the city's EAP and contact the Suicide Crisis Line, which is 844-276-1154. Again, that's the Crisis Hotline, 844-274-6154. So,
with that being said, we're going to give our inspiration minute.
There we go.
And we're going to start. I'm just going to read the verse of Matthew 14:28.
Absolutely.
And it says, and Peter said unto him, and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. We're going to skip down because he said to come. And down in verse 30, he says, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. Mm. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. So, with that being said,
save me, Lord. I pray every day, save me, Lord. Because it's like you have a target on your back with this pandemic, this virus. Everybody's got a target on their back with this virus. And you don't know where this virus is going to hit.
You don't.
And that's the scary part about it.
It is.
And so we just have to stay prayed up and ask the Lord to save you, whatever higher power you're into. Ask for that. Where mine is the higher power, Lord God, my Savior. And I ask to protect me, cover me in the blood of Jesus with all of my family and friends and everybody in this world. Just heal us. We all aren't bad. We all aren't sinners. So just take that in consideration. And we got to look out for each other.
We do.
This is the turning point in our life at this time.
It is.
And folks need to understand that.
It is.
So just give all of the praise and honor to your higher power and keep it moving and do the best you can.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, what's the hot topics now?
Oh, we got quite a bit.
Do we have quite a bit? Wait, y'all. Can I start?
Go ahead, Jesus.
Let
go
me
ahead.
Start with the hot topics. You know, I always like to do a little stuff.
Go ahead.
So I understand that council has adopted a legislation to urge for expansion of a vaccination to essential workers in the city.
Okay.
And I think it was introduced by Antonio Brown on Monday at City Council.
All right.
Don't know
good.
All the logistics. I just know they introduced the legislation and they're trying to get essential workers to have enough vaccine where essential workers can get vaccinated if they choose to be, like you did. But at 911, you know, the city has that. But he's urging legislation to adopt the expansion for city people like with me if I wanted to take it. I am not in that realm of my age. You know,
okay.
I am an essential worker, so I can go down and City Hall and get it. But say anybody in the city per se, if they're not in that first phase, they can't get it done, you know, because they don't have it. So I'm taking that's what this legislation is about.
Okay.
So kudos to that if they get that passed or the people that want to take shots.
Where are they with talking about that then? Where are they on it as far as having the employees mandated with masks and all of that?
We're still not. I support the mask win.
Yeah, the mask win.
But I wouldn't support mandating.
No, mandate
yeah,
the mask.
I don't know where they are because I think Georgia has not adopted that.
Okay.
And so there's a conflict between city and Georgia and the state. But I do believe and I do know that the city, that the mayor can or department heads can mandate that it is a PPE issue when you own city property or working in city facilities, that is a requirement to wear the mask. Because at our location, if you don't have a mask, you don't get service.
Okay.
And that's just the bottom line. We got to do what we got to do to protect our employees that looks out and do the work for the citizens of the city. So that should be a requirement that you have to wear masks at all times.
Okay.
That's a hot topic. Chief Slaughter, the fire chief, he retires on tomorrow, February the 17th, is his last day, I understand, with the city. Kudos out to Chief Slaughter. We're going to miss you, Chief Slaughter. And we hope you do well in whatever endeavors that you are. Enjoy your retirement. Stay safe.
Thank you.
And try to block that target on your back with that coronavirus. So, you know, wishing you well out there, sir. Also, a little thing here I got to share.
Okay.
I read on my little Google, as I try not to Google, but sometimes I do. Oprah Winfrey is doing an interview, and guess who she's doing an interview
with? Who is she doing an interview with?
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. I thought she retired. What she tried to get
I
back
I thought they left, yeah.
Look here. I want a car. If she could have been trying 10 years to get to Oprah to get me a car.
Uh-huh.
But speaking of this, okay. And I got to say this before we move on to our topic of the day.
Okay.
This brings me to where I was watching Facebook. You know, I don't know much about technology out there, you guys. I'm just, you know, but I'm learning. And I happen to be on my Facebook page, and I don't know how this person got on my Facebook page. Snoop Dogg. I see a live kind of video up in the left corner on something, a messaging from Snoop Dogg talking to me.
All right.
And telling me if I can solve this puzzle, I can win $5,000. So you know I'm not knowing no better. I go on and solve the puzzle. And as soon as I solve the puzzle, I get this thing. Say, congratulations, Gina. You have won $5,000. So I'm waiting to see what I need to do next. And then I call my son. So I'm so excited. And my oldest son, he's an IT connect. You know, he's a tech, whatever. And he tells me, Mom, that's not real. That's fake. Please don't send your credit card information or checking account information. That's fake. You know I got upset. And my son put me on Facebook. And with all that, I didn't know he had me on Facebook. And I'm just a fusser.
They
Lord
do
knows
that.
I didn't do too much fussing. But I got the fuss. I was hurt. I wanted my $5,000. How did they get in my Facebook
well,
like
you
that?
You have to be careful, too, because it's a lot of people that pry to you. We have to take security awareness with the job. I know.
So
that's almost like that. It's just little things and gimmicks. And you know, the internet, your Facebook, wherever you all, oftentimes show you're going to be searching the web.
Yeah.
It collects that information. And so it stores that information.
Okay.
And if you go back to something else, then all of a sudden this pops up. It's just, you just have to just be.
I want
there.
My $5,000.
You're not gonna get $5,000.
I want to get on the Instagram with Snoop Dogg. I'm telling him he needs to sue these people because it was him live smoking his whatever that is he smoked, talking about, and he's talking about it. I don't get it. I want my $5,000. Anybody out there in this listening land that knows Snoop Dogg, know anybody that knows Snoop Dogg,
you're not
getting any relations with Snoop Dogg, you tell her Gina Pagnotta Murphy want her $5,000 or get off my Facebook page. So I just had to throw that out there because at the time I was really heartbroken.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So thank you for that information. So understand, listeners, that you got to stay good with the information of security with the City of Atlanta equipment.
You do.
The City of Atlanta, whatever you utilize them with, their equipment is theirs and not yours. Don't take it personal. This is their equipment.
Watch what you do.
All eyes are on you or whatever you do. And you know what not to do. Common sense leadership is not just necessarily people that's above us that tells us to lead us, but leadership in your own realm.
That's right.
So you know you don't have pornography on the internet.
No.
You don't go shopping on the internet. Now, every now and then, we might answer some of our personal email here and there. That's the nature of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
Just as long as you know it's, what's inappropriate, what's appropriate, and don't let any people that can come in, like you telling me on my personal Facebook, I got to start using my security lessons that I learned from the city on my Facebook page.
Yes, you do. You do.
So you guys keep that in mind.
So let's give you shout outs to, you said sanitation.
Oh, yeah.
Was needing some shout outs.
Shout out to sanitation workers out there. I understand that the department has revived their schedule of pickups for the citizens. And we want the citizens to understand we're not trying to slight them in any way of not picking up their garbage and doing due diligence. We got to protect our employees. Sanitation, I understand, is having a lot of COVID issues. With employees, and we got to get a hold of that, because if we don't, then you wind up not having a workforce at all.
Hate to say
the worst thing or put it in the universe.
Yeah.
But shout out to those sanitation workers that come in. They're scared to death because they're having a lot of these COVIDs that's going on and targeting everybody. And so we got to keep them in prayer, get them healed. And we also want to shout out to all the essential workers, period, that comes physically to their work and their job. We want to make sure that they're protected, and we want to do the best we can to keep them protected as much as we can. Fleet, we want to put a shout out directly to fleet mechanics that have to deal with, you know, the police vehicles that come in and have to go in and don't, you know, to get those sanitized. And those employees are afraid, but they're coming in. So Pace wants to give a shout out to those people that's coming into work. Keep up the good work, and we'll keep you in prayer, and stay safe, you guys. The department heads I have met with today, they have some pretty good ideas, and I ran some good ideas by them as well, and they seem to be very receptive. So we're hoping that pretty soon you're going to see some good positive changes to get some loyalty back to the employees, as well as the employees can give loyalty back to them.
That's good.
So, you know, that's a shout out to all of those essential workers.
All right. Now, I did recall, I listened to Summer City Council meeting on yesterday, and they passed a couple of other legislations and not passed some other ones. Now, I did hear some of the citizens are discussing this 5 lanes for Donnelly Hollowell Parkway that they're trying to make way for. So I'm still waiting on the updates of what come of that. You heard anything on that?
Well, I don't have it all direct. I reached out to Madam President Moore, Felicia Moore, and she sent me a link.
Okay.
You listened to it on behalf of Pace. But to my understanding, I could be wrong, so I really don't want to speak a lot on it, but I do know that the Atlanta City Council overrode Amelia's veto on Monday, and that hadn't been done in a long time. When Atlanta City Council is vetoing something that the mayor did, not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing, but kudos to Atlanta City Council, whether good or bad or indifferent, that they're standing their ground and doing what they feel is right.
And that's right.
You know, we want to give a shout out to the mayor, of course, when she feels that she's doing whatever she feels is right.
That's
but
right.
We just, you know, that means that there's discussion. You don't always have to agree.
That's right.
You can agree to disagree, but it's about how do you get surpassed all of the indifferences that make it work.
Definitely.
And that's what I like about what I'm seeing and hearing, other than it's always one-sided.
Yeah.
So if we both are having a healthy disagreement, then they're doing what they're elected to do. And so kudos to all sides, both sides of that world.
Exactly. All right. That's a good one. That's a good one.
But now, if you're asking me my personal opinion, which you didn't. But you know I always got to go in and
go ahead.
If you're asking me my personal opinion about the five lanes, I'm not too thrilled about the five lanes on Dell Holloway. I don't know because it seems like I'm not an architect or anything, but it seems like it's going to be a lot of construction.
A lot.
There's going to be a lot of space taken from curves or maybe
it
some.
Sure will.
I'm not sure and about all of that, but it's just something in my gut that's just saying that's a lot.
It is.
Five lanes.
You have your schools over there, school zones. You already have people getting hit over there in that area anyway. So it just will create a little more chaos in the area.
Well, you know, I don't live in the area, so I really don't have a dog in that fight. But I feel for both sides because I'm sure both sides have their own reasoning as to why. But kudos to Atlanta City Council for stepping up and, you know, doing what they need to do or what they feel they need to do.
Exactly. So now back to the topic.
Common Sense Leadership Part 2.
Part 2.
I know we had a lot of feedback from folks out of Part 1.
I have
so I hope that we can get through with Part 2 to answer and respond to the questions that we were asked from last week that people called in or text us and talk about. So
now I had one person to email me, and their statement was about doing overtime, right?
Okay.
So within our department, you are allowed to do overtime. But she does overtime, and this particular employee is never late.
Okay.
Right? She's never late. She's always on time. She comes to work every day. She hardly ever sick out. But now she's saying that she – let's see, please address getting a tardy slip from your watch for working overtime on another watch. So she's working overtime. So she signed up for overtime. Her regular time, let's say, is 3 to 11. She wants to come in at 11 on day watch to work 4 hours overtime. That's extra time. Well, she might have gotten there a little late. That's not her scheduled time. It's just the time she said she would be there to work for overtime. She get back to her watch once her regular hours start at 3. And we would issue, just say we, I'm just saying that, but we would issue her a tardy slip after looking at chrono and say, you came in at 11:04 as opposed to 11 o'clock, but that's overtime. So she wants to know what is the right
thing. To me, that is so picky. That's so nitpicky.
To me, too.
To somebody to do that. Now, one thing is if you're on your schedule, that you're late on your schedule.
Exactly.
But she volunteered to do overtime, and maybe something happened, and this is a stellar employee.
Exactly.
And this is why I talk about some rules that you don't break, but you can bend them to fit the mold. And so it causes, when you try to be nitpicky, it causes you to get that disloyalty and the people that don't want to do for you and want to sell employees when you're nitpicking something like that.
Because
she's 4 minutes late on an overtime schedule. Really? Come on.
And that, she said, at the end of the year is when it messes with her. Because now she have a late, well, overtime day, but not her regular 3 to 11.
And to me, I would have thrown that out.
I would have.
I'm glad, and we might need to look into that from the union standpoint to that situation. It didn't get to me till you just mentioned it to me at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we call common sense leadership.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, this is now if this is a person who's just habitually late, first of all, in my opinion, if you're going to have overtime and you got a person that's always late, is just not a stellar employee, I may not put you on my overtime roster because I know you're going to be late, which is going to impact something of my production. So that's called common sense. That's our theory of thinking it out, production, planning out your schedule for your employee.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got a stellar employee, something could have happened. Anything, traffic, had an accident, she just coming in, and now you want to write her up for being late four minutes on an overtime schedule that she didn't have to request to do.
She could have called out and said, I'm not coming.
And what you going to do about that?
Nothing.
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 So this is what we're talking about, using common sense. I mean, why do we have to always be so hard-nosed on something because you have the authority to be tough and rough? And at the end of the day, when you don't have your production, You can't make a person work. Let me say that again to leaders and supervisors out there listening. You can't make anybody do anything.
That's correct.
You have to lead them, guide them, mm-hmm. nurture them. You have to give them an attaboy. Mm-hmm. You have to encourage them mm-hmm. to do what you need for them to do.
That is
yeah,
correct.
You're paid to do a job, but guess what? They can just sit and do whatever, just minimal what they need to do.
That's it.
But the day and time right now that we in, we need more than a minimum.
We do.
But you can't make nobody do more than a minimum. Long as they're meeting their requirements.
That's it.
So then all the stress falls on you. All the stress comes on you about trying to make your production met. So common sense, folks.
That's true.
Y'all got to call Gina if you want to know about common sense leadership. 678-414-8982. I'm going to tell you, if you don't want to know the truth, don't call and don't ask me. If you want to hear the truth, I'm going to tell you the truth. Was that a common sense decision that you made? Heck no. And I'm going to tell you why. And be ready to accept it.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell you no, but then I'm going to give you a suggestion on how to fix it.
Now I got another one.
Uh-oh.
Another employee. I got about two more. So another employee, she said, she was late.
Okay.
She called in and she said she was helping another employee outside, right?
Okay.
She got in. The supervisor saw that she was late.
Okay.
That employee failed to clock in. So
okay.
technically, we don't know if the employee is late or not, right?
Because
you didn't clock in.
Exactly.
It slipped your mind. Whatever it was, you did not clock in.
Right.
So she refused to sign the tardy slip. She called me and she said, hey, can you look into this? I wasn't technically late. I didn't, you know. Clock in, so I wasn't late, but I didn't get there. I made it to roll call at such and such time. I was not late. Can you please check into it? So here we go.
Okay.
And let me finish.
Okay.
So then I spoke with that particular supervisor, and that particular supervisor said, well, I saw the time she came in. She was late. And that's it. I said, well, technically, she didn't hit the clock. So can't we just give a memo on let's try hitting this clock, ma'am. You got let's discuss why we're not hitting the clock. Hit the clock, let's discuss that. Type it up in a memo form. This is what we discussed, and then let that tardy go.
So the supervisor saw the employee.
Yes.
On time. But the employee just didn't clock in.
The supervisor says she saw the employee at the particular time. So like if I schedule start at 3 o'clock, I saw that employee at 3 o'clock.
Oh, come on. That's
again.
You about to make it.
I'm just saying.
You
that's
know,
what happened.
I don't normally cuss, but you about to make me cuss.
I'm telling you.
Lack of common sense. You don't break the rules, but you can bend the rules to a certain occasion. And that's another one that you can do.
This is real stuff.
When you are the supervisor, I see my employee, and I know that they're here on time, but they have a clock in. The employee don't necessarily, they can say, I forgot to clock
exactly.
in. Do a miss punch. She's
that's
what
it.
You're going
that's
to do.
That's all you can do.
All you can do is say verbally tell them, say, listen, remember, it's your responsibility if you
to
want
clock
to be
in.
A time. Clock in. But since I saw you, I put my eyeballs on you. You were on time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you ride this time. It's called common sense leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you know your employee, if you know your staff, if this is a stellar employee, you give
mm-hmm.
them some leeway. If this is a habitual person that just don't never want to follow the rules, that's a different story. But you still give them a verbal or
mm-hmm.
a you know, just say, hey, look, you got to know the clock in.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
the rule. You people out there, leaders and supervisors and managers, don't let me ride behind you like that. Come on.
It's hard.
Do we need to send them to training?
We do. We definitely need training. And I was talking about this the other day. We need training because this is not a regular 9-to-5 type job. We don't deal with the regular responsible adults, right, within our department. I can't speak for any other department.
Well, it's like fluent in every
okay.
department.
Okay.
More
so,
for y'all. But
yeah, yeah, I've never seen some of the things that they try to get away with. I just come to work, do what you're supposed to do, and that's it. That's
yeah.
not here. So these personalities, these traits, these differences of opinions and people, how they do what they want to do, this is something that we have never been trained on.
Okay.
A lot of these supervisors have not. I've been trying to
okay.
look for different type of trainings. When you talk outside of people, they say, well, we don't deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
they can't advise you or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I talked to Mr. Mike Puyum in reference to this on the other day.
Mike is the rep of the union.
The rep of the union, yes. And I briefly spoke with the director of 311 and the way how he handled, and he is who I'm, that's who I've been trying to.
You talking about Mr. Butler,
Mr. Kenneth Butler?
Oh, yes, he has marvelous, innovative ways of handling his team.
He does a wonderful job.
Yes.
So
put it out there, you know,
he did.
That he would be willing to train some of the supervisors, the managers, but you know, we have to kind of
we're working around. We trying to work something with him so we can get him in there to help assist in training, because what I'm finding that within our department is everybody's trying to get somebody out the door. We can't afford to
Understand. Why is everybody wanting to get somebody out the door when you know that you, the leaders that are trying to get you out the door, they might be going out the door with you. You remember the old saying, you dig a hole for somebody, you might fall in.
You're going to fall. Exactly.
People, stop trying to be ugly to other folks for personal reasons, because I don't like her, I don't like him. You are a leader. If the city hires you to be a governance or a governor over your team, over a leadership for the city of Atlanta, you should know how to be a leader. If you don't know how to be a leader, then your leader need to be held accountable for you.
They should.
Now, you know what? I think I ought to put together a platform where I have a point system. This is something, you know me. I always think of something. And I need your help on the technology side. But every time we go to a disciplinary and the union wins, and because the leader didn't dot the I's across the T, that's
put
a demerit.
Put a,
a point against that person.
But, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That should be the evaluation.
It should be.
Because first of all, you didn't consult with HR, and then HR, that's another story. They got to be on top of their game as well to know.
Yeah, and they're doing better.
Use the
They are doing much better.
But you know why? Because they have allowed us to be at the table. They've allowed Pace to be at the table to talk, and we have been meeting them. And if your leaders and supervisors out there, if you don't know, don't feel shame. Just give us a call. Give the union a call. Say, look, this is what, just like you're talking to me now. And I'm going to tell you, this is how I would suggest you do it. You do it on what you want. But do some of those things, and you will see a lot less problems and stress that you would have. Because we just got to worry about these jobs and not getting this COVID.
Yeah. Yeah.
All this worrying about 4 minutes, 5 minutes. Y'all need to bring back that 6 minute grace period, which I don't know why I was taking. But in a sense, I get it. But right now, it should be some leniency there.
Yeah.
We try to be too hard at the wrong time.
Yeah.
So
that's
what's
true.
Your third one?
Well, the third one would be, I have a. But that's how we're going to do the third one. So let's say I work for the airline industry, right? Let's go there. You don't want to say that?
Okay, go ahead.
Let's try it.
So let's say I work for. I think you need to use another one. Because I think I know where you're going with this.
Let me just do it like this.
Okay.
I show up for work.
Okay.
I'm a pilot. Show up for it. Okay. I get her ready, get myself together, get on the plane, and then I decide I don't want to do it. Or either I have flown for a while, then I decide to go to the nearest stop, wherever, however they stop in the friendly skies, whatever they do, however they do to stop. I've started this flight here. We did not reach this destination. However, in mid-air, I decided that I don't want to do this anymore.
Okay.
And that plane is no longer being flown by me.
So let me get this right. See,
I'm trying to be tactful.
You're trying to tiptoe around what I think I heard. Let me put this scenario out to the listeners. So you're saying that there was a guy or whoever this worker was that decided to leave their post, and in them, when the supervisor asked, why are you leaving your post, they said, this post is on autopilot.
Kind of, sort of. We going to say kind of, sort of.
Well, I'm not laughing because it's funny what they did, but to hear an employee tell a supervisor that I'm leaving my post unattended because it's going to be on autopilot because I'm leaving the building. That is so bizarre.
It is.
That is not Delta Airlines. You don't put an airplane on autopilot unless you just, you know, you got everything situated.
And you're still there. You're still sitting there.
Yeah. And you know,
it's
okay,
on cruise
control. Cruise control.
Yeah.
You don't
now, this
need
no
cruise
control
if somebody has to relieve you. And you're going to sit up here and say, this is on autopilot. Oh, my God.
There was
well,
no
listen out here. Folks, employees, do not leave your post. Unless if you're in a job that you have to be relieved from your duties.
Physically
relieved from your duties.
That is
please
correct.
Remain at your desk, at your seat, whatever, until you are relieved. And do not call the union to support you when you have what you call stepped off your job
exactly.
And you know the protocol. You cannot leave. And then don't say it's on autopilot.
Don't say it's on autopilot.
But that was funny
no.
when I heard that. That was funny.
So let me ask you, in that sense, what happened? So we're going to act like this just happened. And I want you, if you were that supervisor, what is the next step?
Well, I'm going to say that, and then it looks like we got a lot of flood lines.
We do,
so
we do.
I'm checking to see if somebody wanted to speak. But in that situation, what I would do, and hope that, you know, all the
mm-hmm.
leaders, quality leaders should have the same similar.
Per SOP now.
What I would do, I would call to when I talk to that person, why are you leaving your post?
Mm-hmm.
And they're telling me whatever they're telling me. I would tell them that, first of all, you know you cannot leave your post until you relieve. And I give them the option to wait a minute before you leave to let me relieve you. Because if you leave that post unattended and I have not given someone to relieve you, you will have some disciplinary actions coming because that is against our policy.
Okay.
You cannot leave and abandon your job.
All right.
You cannot do that.
All right.
Now, if that person decides to go ahead and go on about their business, then they can expect when they come back that there's going to be some type of disciplinary action, no matter what it is, but it's not going to be forgotten.
Exactly.
We're going to have to sit down and talk. We're going to have a disciplinary action prepared. I'm going to contact HR. See, that's one of the keys that's missing.
That's the missing
you
piece.
Don't use HR. That's
right.
What they're there for. Use your HR representative that, for them to help guide you on what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that employee is a union member, they have the right for representation, and you offer that to them.
Exactly.
You offer that to them to come in, you know, come tomorrow when you come back. We're going to have a sit down with HR. You're welcome to have your union representative with you, but I cannot let this go if you decide to leave out without waiting till you be retrieved. I mean, have someone to come and relieve you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you do that.
Okay.
So it's transparent.
There's no
behind the scenes. There's no, you know, you just be transparent. I'm being straight up with you. When you come back tomorrow, Be prepared for a meeting with your union rep, HR, and myself, because what you do if you walk out this door, what you do
mm-hmm.
is not what is conducive to our policies and procedures.
All right.
You're violating a serious situation.
That's how
it's done.
Okay.
So I see we got some calls. Let's see if we go in, see if anybody wants to say something.
In order.
Okay. Going in order?
We're going in order. All right. You're on if you want to speak.
No? Okay.
They probably just want to listen. Usually
that's okay.
All right, you're on. If you want to speak, you can go ahead.
Got a couple more with check.
And it, once you hear it, it's going to tell you that you're unmuted. So if you want to go ahead, you just go right on and speak.
Okay, one more. And then you can always, if you want to say something, until we can get the technology check where you can narrate, like raise your hand or do something like that where we can recognize when the phone call comes in or we can see the number.
You on? You want to see?
Hello, you have a question? Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to be fixing on that. We're getting better and better as we go. Or you can always text us, you know, if you have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's that. That's the proper procedure for
that. I don't ever want to hear anybody say something about my job is on autopilot unless you are flying Delta Airlines or something
like that. It's a scary thing because what we do, you know, if a unit is raising for radio and there's no radio there, then that's a scary situation. Anything
mm-hmm.
can happen. So
mm-hmm.
Anything can happen with that situation. We definitely don't want. So when it comes to memos,
okay.
Can you go into the purpose of a memo?
What do you mean?
The memo. So we have our progression of disciplinary actions, right? You give an oral, you're up to two orals. You can give two orals if you want to. And then you can go up into your written reprimand. So your memos would be your oral, correct?
Okay. Well, the way the code reads, to my understanding, you can give up to two oral admonishments. It's up to you. And I look at it as being a verbal. If I had, if I'm disciplining, I would do a verbal, calling in one-on-one, letting them know what they're doing wrong. Just chat with them, see what's going on with them. And then if it continues, I do a written oral, which is called an oral admonishment. And that would document, it stays in the personnel of the supervisor style, document what they're doing wrong and any suggestions that we talked about that I'm looking for them, that they can help them fix their issue.
Okay.
And alerting them that if this behavior continues, it will move to the next step of progressive discipline. If they continue to do the same issue again, then I would do what we call a written reprimand. A written reprimand, as we talked about last week, stays in your personnel file for eternity. It never, ever comes out. So from there, it goes to an adverse action, which is called a proposed adverse action. And normally those is when you've done something by this time, either egregious or you continue to do the same thing, and it could cost you some days in the street without getting paid, leading up to our termination. And then you have your final. And then when you have your proposed, that's when you have the opportunity to speak on your behalf, you know, that you did this because or you didn't do this or whatever. But that is your progressive steps of discipline. But we're hoping that if leaders and supervisors and managers learn and have common sense in leading and know your codes and know the steps of discipline and being not great, but being when it's necessary to help and assist, we hope to minimize a lot of disciplinary. And one main thing I strive on, communicate with your HR personnel. Because I'm to the point, I know that HR has a director or manager in every department. Find out who they are, and when you're ready to discipline someone, give them a call or email them.
Yeah. Now, last week, I know we had Rodney from our HR department to come in and discuss the PIPs with us.
Performance Improvement Plan.
Exactly. And I had my class on Thursday before. I didn't have it. I was just going by someone who told me how good it was. But it was very informative. And the whole thing, like you said, is to assist the employee to be better.
Right. That's,
so we're not trying to get you out the door. We're trying to make you better.
That normally that was the old cliche. When you get a PIP, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, that's what they're thinking. You know?
And that was really derived. The PIP was set up specifically for unclassified employees. Because we had fought for that for a long time ago, instead of just saying, we no longer need your services because I might be a new manager and I come in and I don't like the color of your hair. So I'm going to let you go because I can. You're at will. So we fought and the city started adopting the performance improvement plan because we want to make sure that you all, because the case is, let's be real. When you're doing stuff like that out there, leaders with no common sense. When you're doing stuff like that and they're a union and we come in and we're going to fight that, they may not have civil service rights to have a hearing with the city, but they do have the right to file an EOC complaint and file a lawsuit against the city for wrongful termination. So let's make that perfectly clear. Just because you're firing someone because they're unclassified and they can be fired at will, don't think that they don't have a recourse. Some of them use it, some of them don't. But they do have a recourse, and at the end of the day, those recourses cost the city a lot of money because they have to hire an attorney to fight against for the city against that client, against that claimant, and 9 times out of 10, we're going to win because you have acted aggressively and fired them wrongfully. And some employees want to come back to work, and you got to back pay them, and some employees don't want to come back to work, but you're going to pay them them out.
Yeah.
So we have, this is why I'm saying, take your time and stop have lack of common sense and manage and lead your people. So the performance improvement plans is a documentation to basically legitimize what they're doing wrong and that you can prove what they're doing wrong, give them a timeline to improve, but those goals got to be reachable. maintainable and it got to make common sense.
Yeah.
So, for example, you don't tell somebody on a PIP, you need to have your desk clean at all times. Well, what do you mean clean at all times? What's wrong with my desk? Are you saying it's cluttered? Okay, if it's cluttered, what is cluttered with?
Yeah.
You got to be more specific. So I would never put that in something in a PIP. If I see documents and I've seen on your desk that are sensitive,
yes,
or confidential, I would say you need to secure confidential documents off of your desk. You understand where
exactly.
I'm going?
Absolutely.
Don't just say clean your desk.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be anything.
Yeah.
And so this is what I'm saying about common sense. So when you have, and then these things, and then you come back after you give them the PIP and give them an opportunity to look at it and have an opportunity mm-hmm. to grieve, if they grieve against it or rebut it, to say, listen, you misunderstood, and give them an opportunity to come back with a rebuttal to say, I agree with this, because some good workers know when they're failing at some things.
Exactly.
And if some good worker is going to tell you you're wrong right here, or you miscommunicated, or you were misinformed.
Mm-hmm.
So a PIP is not to terminate. It's to give, the purpose is to let you know where you're wrong at and where you need to improve.
Exactly.
And then do that. Now, on classified employees, you can still do a PIP, but normally the PIPs is for people that's unclassified. But when you're classified, meaning you have civil service rights, you should be having a one-on-one with them, either monthly or weekly meeting, or and do your quarterly evaluation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you have your quarterly, you have your mid-year, and then you have your full year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not doing that, and you wait till near the end of the year mm-hmm. saying they're mm-hmm. doing a bad job,
that's
who I'm going to hold accountable
that,
for that.
That
leader. Because
exactly.
you haven't done your job. You should have been talking to this employee way before it's
yeah.
time to evaluate them.
Exactly.
And to give them a bad evaluation. So that's how the union, and that's the first thing the union is going to say when we come in and say, where's your documentation?
Exactly.
So let's just get that clear. And I think HR is starting to really get engaged with
they
that
are.
More, according to Ronnie. Kudos to him
yes.
for coming out
yes.
and talking to you guys. I wish every HR person would do that to their department.
It's
so
helpful.
I'm going to be reaching out to yes. Mr. Norman to make sure that happens.
It's very helpful because it puts a lot of things in perspective. Or, like I said, we're here to help the employees, not to get them out. And that has not been the thought process here with our department. It's, oh, you know, they'll follow the plans. We can get them out of here. No, we that's not
it's
it,
not
it,
just
that's
not one. It's all
yeah.
over the
yeah,
city.
Yeah, exactly. So...
And
you
especially
to make
right
sure
now,
the
pandemic, you
yeah.
know, you need
you
everybody you can get.
Those that needs to be there.
That needs to be there.
To be
but
there.
We're not going to worry about
yeah.
who needs to be there. We
yeah.
don't until we get through some
mm-hmm.
normalcy and get everybody back to work. And then, you know, where we can, because right now we're not acting normally because of what's going on.
Exactly. And that's
so we have to be creative and innovative in your leadership style.
You have to. You
but
have
if
to.
You don't already have common leadership,
exactly.
you can't be creative and innovative.
Yeah.
So we've got to find a way to train supervisors. I don't want to seem like I'm beating up on managers and supervisors because I'm a supervisor myself. But I know I have a great team. Shout out to my team. I have a great team. They do what they need to do out of respect to me
mm-hmm.
and because I have loyalty to them.
Mm-hmm.
I show that I care about them. I speak up for them. I'm there when they need to talk to me. And when they talk to me, it's confidential. I keep what they say
exactly.
to me.
And that matters.
And
that matters a lot.
Because they can trust me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I ask them to do something that's outside of their field
mm-hmm.
or outside of their comfort zone, as long as it's safe for them, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
My team comes to work, and they know that they got my back, that I got
mm-hmm.
their back, and they got my back anytime they want to.
Yeah. That's a good thing. That's what you want. Now, this weekend, you know, it's Valentine's Day.
Did you get some flowers?
I don't really do flowers.
Oh,
I'm
well,
really.
Okay.
I'm
did
not
you
a
get
flower.
Anything?
I did.
Forgot.
I did.
Okay, what did you get?
Get out of my business.
I am the business. This is a radio connection with Tate.
I was not
we
trying to
know.
Go there.
This
but,
is what listeners,
okay.
you do want to know. What did you get?
I got a little teddy bear, some chocolate. It was sweet. It was
oh.
nice. It was really sweet. But that's not what I'm talking about. You
okay.
know,
all
right.
Okay.
So on Sunday, I... For the job for our evening watch team, we
okay.
got I made lasagna, made homemade lasagna, and one of the other employees brought some salad. We just had dinner, took pictures. She made T-shirts for everybody. I know I said, you know, T-shirts.
Yeah.
So that was nice. You know, things like that is what we enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
I know I enjoy doing it as much as we do other things. You know,
mm-hmm.
we have to do all the other hard paperwork, the hard conversations, the difficult conversations or whatnot, dealing with difficult employees, but also, you know, we just try to, as much as you do the part that you don't like so much, you got to embrace the employees and celebrate your employees.
Well, I love
right?
working with you because I can eat.
Yeah, I know.
I
she asked me the day before coming, can we eat before the show?
Absolutely.
Because I'm hungry.
Or do I need to stop at Crystal somewhere before I get over here? Because this girl can eat, you know.
I know,
that vitamin D making me eat.
That's good. You've been taking it. That's good.
Every day,
that's
you know,
good.
Because I didn't know. And folks out there, please get your physicals. I didn't know that I was low, so low. I was below the low.
Yeah, I'm always low.
Deficiency in vitamin D. And so they put me on a regimen of 50,000 milligrams. You know, I don't like medicine, so you know how hard it was to take that first pill. And I had that pill in my fingers like it's looking at it. And I prayed on that pill. And he said, this is just vitamin
it's
D. Just my
vitamin.
Body. Gina, this is just vitamin D. I don't know. So I took that vitamin D. And I'm going to tell you about, they gave me six one time a week in 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And about that second to third week, I was like, I look energy.
And it gives you energy.
It
gives
me energy.
And it helps with depression, too.
It did.
It helps with depression.
It did because,
you know,
I wouldn't be able to be on this podcast like we are.
Yeah.
Where I was some months ago because of my PTSD suffering with this pandemic.
It helps.
And
it really helps.
Speaking of PTSD, I want to make sure that everybody out there that's military connected, please go to VA if you're suffering with any depression and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Go to your VA and ask to speak to some counselors so they can diagnose you with whatever's going on and get some help with that.
Mm-hmm.
But, so now I'm on the 2,000. Once they stop the 50,000 milligrams, I'm on 2,000 a day. I take my vitamin C daily. And so I just, that vitamin D make me eat. That's why I'm hungry, Miss Eddie.
So anyway.
In my business,
did you get something for Valentine's Day?
Yes, I did. I got a lot of thank yous and accolades from friends and Facebook and family members.
But Gina, I'm not talking about friends and family.
Yes, I did. I got a little card that said, I love you. I don't hear that a lot, but that was touching. I love you with a little money in it. And I said, okay.
That's a good thing.
But then I had to take that money right over, turn around and pay a bill. So what is the point?
You just blew the whole mood right there.
Well, you know.
The gesture is nice, especially if you have somebody that this is not normally what they do.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. But again, I do have another shout out celebrating employees. We usually do this thing year round.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Caught Red Handed.
Okay.
And it's a way to whatever you find an employee, you catch them doing anything, a nice gesture. Or taking a good call, or for our dispatchers on dispatching that call in a timely manner, and perks have been caught or something like that. So that's what this one was. We gave some for perfect attendance for January, which now with COVID is the big deal to get perfect attendance. And so we let them pick out of a hat different things. A lot of them got 4 hours off.
Oh, wow.
An extra break.
Okay.
30 minutes late to work.
Okay.
30 minutes you can leave early.
So that's something that's legal and can do that's not unethical.
Yeah, it's not unethical and it's easy.
Right, okay.
So we did have one of our, the call taker sent over the call. Somebody was breaking in the vehicle and the call taker sent it over within 2 minutes. Dispatched the call within 2 minutes and then we were able to catch the perps. You know, we made sure that everybody in the center knew about it. We sent out the email. And we get them a little card, red handed card to get the pick. And one of those, I believe, got the couple of hours off work or something like that. So, you know, just trying to bring some type of celebratory practices back into the
We might can use some of that. If you can come up with some suggestions, I can help turn over from the union to some of the departments to see if they can
Definitely.
Adopt some of that.
Yeah, it's
you know,
a good thing.
In their realm. That sounds like a good idea.
It is. I even won 4 hours off.
Oh, wow.
I'm using my next week.
I never won that.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. I take it back. I did win $500 one time from our national office for
see
scholarship.
See?
And I donated it to a cause.
See?
But other than that, I haven't won anything.
Yeah, so just do something, and even for your managers
jealous.
And your supervisors, they
yeah.
everybody still needs, no matter
yeah,
how high
that.
You
are. Well, let me take that back. I think my manager used to give us treat us to for our birthday.
Mm-hmm.
When it's a birthday, he
mm-hmm.
would give us like a little gift card, say you know.
And see, that anything is nice, and
you know,
sometimes you and
out
I
of personal money.
Hearing the employees, you hear more. They used to do this. We don't get this, and anything. Mean something to them.
But guess what they want? And I used to, you know, guess where my team wants me to take them back? Where, you know, because I told them, I said, when we get back, since we weren't able to celebrate Christmas, Thanksgiving like
mm-hmm.
we normally do, when we get back all together again, I'm going to treat y'all to lunch. We're going to take some time and go to lunch.
Where?
Now they want me to take them to the crab. What is that? That thing down there, Ohio Mill? That I hate. All this time has been closed down. Now it's open.
What, a crab?
Just Crabs or something. That I can't think of the name
of it
right now.
I know
you're
talking about the crab.
But
they popping up everywhere now.
Popping up everywhere. And that's what I'm talking about. That's where we want to go. I don't know what
well,
money.
You
but,
yeah. one person.
I got three I got to look out. So I'm going to save up the money. And I'm going to surprise them and take them to that. The crab house, whatever it is for lunch. So
yeah, you better go down there to the... To
the
farmer's
the
market.
Wild
or the, yeah.
The Wild House has been open throughout the whole pandemic.
Exactly. Somewhere.
But speaking of pandemic, because we're coming down to the wire of our show today, I want to encourage everyone to please wear your mask, stay safe, minimize your activities or where you're going. I know folks say, I'm going to be safe, but I'm trying to not let this overtake me. But listen, again, this virus has a target on every walking, living person that's walking on their backs. You don't know where this attack is going to come.
You don't. Healthy or not.
Healthy. You just have to pray. It's not you. It's not your people. And pray for those who are sick with it. But you got to be smart. And it's cold. Wear your clothing. Wear hats on your
yes.
head to try to minimize you getting a cold,
mm-hmm.
allergies. Make sure you're taking what you need to stop your sniffling, your snorting on the allergies.
And I'll be looking to be crazy. I took. I haven't snorted
yes,
the whole
did.
Show.
You sure have
the
not.
Whole show, I have not snorted.
And wear your mask, wear your gloves, sanitize, spray, you know, the Lysol. Wipe down areas that you know that are safe, or wipe behind you, even at the gas pump. Make sure you got something to hold the handles and wipe down your steering wheel and wipe your hands. Just remind yourself to do this. It's going to be around for a while, and we just got to get in the safe practice of keeping that, because what it does, not only does it help minimize you from that virus, but it saves other people by not transmitting any germs to these people or the virus. So we're asking you all to have that good practice. And always wear your mask when you're in a city facility.
Always.
And when you're riding with somebody in a city vehicle, wear your mask.
Wear your mask.
That's the worst place you can be right, because you can't social distance.
Exactly.
And so my department head did approve that. Remember we talked about the shields?
Exactly.
And I'm going to follow up about the shields at your location. But my
so they got them.
Well, they haven't got them, but they came out to measure for them.
Awesome.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So we're going to try to get that done for my staff. To be, you know, so they can be, because there's no
awesome.
Way for them to separate like you guys.
Exactly.
So, but I got to follow up to make sure that you guys get those dividers too.
That would be great. That would be great. Now, and then on another note of leaving also, I wanted to make sure we brought up, because I know that a lot of departments probably don't really deal with this or even put it in play. If you're calling out sick,
mm-hmm.
there's a time frame before you call out sick. What mm-hmm. is that time limit?
Well, according to the code, you have up to an hour before and an hour after.
An hour before and an hour after
mm-hmm.
to call out sick.
Mm-hmm. So, that, you know, within an hour.
So if your shift starts at 3:00, you have up until?
Well, you can call, it earlier than that, but you
exactly.
got between 2 and then 4. That's correct.
Okay, that's great. So we want to make sure that everybody is aware of that.
Well, okay, you can answer that. That might be, I have a caller, you got a caller coming on. So while we're talking about that, let's just remember that leaders and supervisors do the best that you can. I know it's hard, and especially this is new. Everybody's trying to adjust to the new pandemic. I know all of that is going on, but let's just try to use some common sense in our leadership styles and not to be so brash and harsh on certain things and just try to minimize. Let's just do some encouragement of folks,
yeah.
You know, instead of just always want to browbeat and get them some accolades.
Please do. And when you give them the accolades, it's so catchy when they see when I was giving them, hey, you got to pull from this hat, you know, come up to the desk and pull from the hat instead of come up and sign this paperwork. Come up and pull from this hat and let's see what you have. The atmosphere, the attitude, it's just, it makes me happy to do that. You know, it really makes me happy to know that I'm doing something. I'm just not wasting my time or doing time to writing people up and having to deal with this issue. But no, I'm giving accolades to some people that's been doing good, because sometimes we forget about them.
Absolutely.
Putting all our time and effort into those that we have so many issues with. So you just have to make that a priority in addressing those that do well. You have to address them. And it's a positive thing. So just make it positive. We need each other. We need them. They need us. We all need each other to make this thing work. We do. 911 need police, fleet department. Everybody needs you. Y'all have the cars. We have the whole department. The whole point of the radio connections is to connect every department in the
right.
city
right.
because we all are we family.
And we like to thank all of the listeners because we've been getting some every week.
Definitely.
More and more and more listeners. And that's the whole point, to connect with other departments to find out, to let you know what's going on, what's the gossip out there, what's the talk about, to keep you informed on what we can keep you informed on. And then pretty soon we will start having guest speakers. And once we figure out this technology on how, if somebody want to ask a question or come live on the air, that we'll be able to see you. But right now, we're doing good as far as getting people that can come in. And always, if you don't pass the word, if you didn't hear us live, you can always go into the website link and just pull up what we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to keep this going to connect with all of you all out there. And I'm thinking this will go on even when we come back.
Oh, definitely.
Because even more so then, as well as now.
Because then you have more issues.
You have more issues because mm-hmm. everybody's coming back. Because now we want to sit at the table to transition
exactly
to coming back into work.
Mm-hmm.
So, and remember, if you want to become a member and you're not, and you don't have a member, I mean, you're not a member right now, and you want to become a member, you can contact Abby or myself, contact someone in your area that is a PACE member, and they'll know how to give you an application. Or you can go on our website, which is Abby?
www.paceatlanta.wixsite.com.
Right. And we will send that out, that website out into the next email link that we see,
mm-hmm.
That you will see. And we want to just say the union together is here to help you.
That's right.
And on all aspects, leadership, management, labor, white collar worker, blue collar worker, we're here to make a connection for a good, solid ground of labor management. We're not here to beat up on anybody. We're not here to support wrong. We're trying to help create an environment that's safe, that's happy, and that we can work together cohesively in a unified format.
That's right.
And I just want to make sure that you all, you know, make sure you keep safe. And do you have any closing shout outs for the people out there?
Just stay safe, stay informed, and again, stay safe, wash your hands. Social distance, wear your mask.
And remember, if you having any stress, depression, anxiety, anything, PTSD, military folks, reach out to VA. City folks that's not military and or contact your Blue Cross Blue Shield or your Kaiser or the city's EAP and your crisis hotline number, which is
844-274-6154.
So we want to make sure that you have all the natural resources that you can to stay healthy and mentally as well as physically. Mm-hmm. And go and get you some vitamin D and vitamin C and take them every day. You can get them. I like Nature Made. That's
yeah.
over the counter.
And eat healthy. Eat
yeah,
healthy.
And eat well, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know about eating. I try to eat healthy.
I try to get a salad in there once a week.
But once I eat that salad, I got to have some chicken. rubber chicken. I'm trying not, folks, to eat fried chicken, but I got to have some meat. I tried the vegetarian thing. That didn't work.
You don't have to. I can't do veggies. No, I need some meat, too, but I don't fry. Oh, I don't fry hardly at all. I don't think I fry. I don't fry. Really at all.
But I love, but I tell you what, every time I see that pretty chicken out there that's in your backyard, I'm like, boy, light bulb come up. I know what I'm coming for Thanksgiving. And we donate that big chicken, y'all. It's a pretty chicken.
See, they are pretty. They are pretty.
Well, this is Radio Connections with Tate, and we hope you enjoyed this listening show for today. Next week, we're going to be talking about some different topics. We might have to revert back depending on what you all call in to us and what you want us to talk about. But I think next week we're going to be having a different topic. I will put it in the email format to send to you. If you have anything you would like for us to talk about, please send it to us by text or email or give us a call. And you can always chat with us offline or online.
Yeah, it does not matter.
So you all stay safe. And this is Radio Connections with Pace, with Gina out, and
Ebony Walton, we're signing out.
Have a good week, you guys.
The economy did not close down. Essential workers who had to get up every morning to put food on the shelves and go to the hospitals to provide health care, those people worked. And they went out there and they exposed themselves to the virus.
You're the engine that makes all things go. And you're always in disguise, my hero.